Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Red Hot Comic Book Movie News, shooting up your butthole.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com, where we talk movies, comics, games, TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason. I said games. We're not talking games this week.
No, one day we will. Me.
Yeah.
On a very rare occasion, we talk about our game in passing. Not a recent game.
No.
Like, I remember that game on the Amiga 500 from 1991.
And I don't, and you describe it in great detail.
Yep. And people just switch off by the thousands.
That's okay, though. Yep. You know what? I feel like I should check back in with comicbookmovie.com, because I say official, but I haven't spoken to anybody who runs that site in maybe 6 months.
Right.
Anyway, that's a story for another day.
And also, we're the official podcast of the comic book movie, I feel, by default.
Right.
Well, at the time, just because we were the only one.
Yes.
At this point, there could be hundreds.
Potentially.
All of which are more official than us.
That's right.
A little badge.
But that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Mason, you know what some people don't think's okay, but then thought maybe it is okay. We saw the new picture of Superman from Supergirl, and you had some stuff to say about his butt, specifically. You texted me and you said, I got some stuff to say.
The great Tyler Hoechlin.
Hoechlin?
I assume he's great, I don't know. Yeah, because we got an official released photo,
did, and people are like, why are his eyes pointing different directions?
What's with his tiny fish head? What's going on? It's not a good photo at all.
No, it's not.
And also because I think we're used to, whenever I think of Superman, Supergirl together, I think of like the Diniverse, like the animated series.
Yeah.
And when with those characters, like you get the Superman's always like all the male characters are like massively broad V shaped.
Right,
they're all twice as wide as all the female characters. Mm-hmm. But with this, it's like, he's like 6 inches taller.
Sure.
And the same width.
Right. But also, we're spoiled for choice. Not spoiled for choice, but we've been spoiled by Henry Cavill's amazing physique.
Mm.
Like, and that's an insane kind of...
Yeah, and that's movie budget costume.
Yeah, that's right.
It's pretty good.
I was like, yeah, well you know, we'll see. Yeah. And then the actual on-set photos.
He looks a lot better,
much
right?
Much better, yeah.
Hang on, I'll show you. This is, I don't know what context this is.
Mm.
But yeah, this is a photo of him. It's some sort of selfie situation.
Okay.
Look at that. It looks great.
He does look great smiling, yeah.
Yeah. That's more Superman-y.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, look, as with all these things, you've got to kind of wait till they're in motion.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So let's just see how it goes. What do you think of the shoulder stuff?
I'm not in love with it.
Not in love with it. Interesting. Mm-hmm. I was hoping you'd be in love with it, but you're
well,
not.
Well, look, I can't be in love with everything.
Do you want me to break up with it for you, like you made me do for your last girlfriend?
Oh, yeah, thanks, if you could. Yeah.
That didn't happen, by the way,
no.
Everyone. Though I have done that for somebody once.
Huh.
Oh, that's a story for another day.
By another day, do you mean as soon as we switch the podcast off, you're
going
to tell me? Okay, great. And also, the biggest talking point was a lot of people on my Twitter feed were like, look at his butt.
I didn't see his butt. What about it?
It's like, it's very prominent. It's
good.
Like yeah.
That's what you want.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
and
times...
And they're like, have they patted his butt?
Good question.
Have they patted it?
If you get if you get knocked on your butt, which he does quite a bit...
You need some padding.
You need some padding,
Doomsday
mate.
Hits you, you need some padding on your butt. And also some sort of armor plating in your chest.
Definitely.
Because he might spear you to death.
Spoiler alert.
Which reminds me, we did a commentary.
We did.
We did a commentary for Batman v Superman Dawn of Justice Super Extended Ultimate Edition.
3 hours.
3 hours against our will.
Correct.
No, we did it. It was fine.
It was actually, I really enjoyed doing it. You had some issues, didn't you?
Look, I tried to go in as positive as I could. I'm like, maybe on second viewing of this movie, I'll find some positives.
And you did, but
at about
it hit
hour
a point,
two, yeah.
And you just something snapped in your brain.
So if you're a big fan of this movie, that's fine. You're wrong, but it's cool. But it is fine. You may not enjoy this commentary.
No.
The last 15, 20 minutes of me is just me going, this is bad. This is so bad, I hate it.
But that being said, some people have listened to it and said, look, I do enjoy the movie, but I also enjoy the commentary. Yeah. So, you know. But, you know, it takes all types in the world, Mason, and that's what's important. You know what else is important? The female-led Rocketeer sequel.
So when you said what else is important, you meant the next bit of news you've got written down there.
I had to check what that was, and okay. That was the most important thing.
Okay. When was the last time we got a Rocketeer anything?
Oh, good question, Mason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This takes me back to one of the early episodes of the show where I swore I saw a non-animated Rocketeer panel-to-panel show.
As a child on television.
And it does not exist.
I'm well aware.
But I know it. I've seen it. Mm. Okay, if anybody... Because we've got a bigger audience now. So if anybody has seen...
So describe what it is.
Okay, so it's basically a Rocketeer comic. And it's voiced... But it doesn't move. It's just 10 seconds of this panel, some people talking, 10 seconds of this panel.
It's like a motion comic, but with no motion.
Correct.
And it was on...
Or emotion. It was shit house.
And it was on free-to-air Australian TV.
It was on Agro's Cartoon Connection.
In the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I don't know. Maybe
Agro was a very sexually aggressive bath mat puppet the children looked up to in the 90s.
Look him up on YouTube.
Yeah.
There's like a reel of him, like an outtakes thing, and there's a bad bloke under that puppet, Mason.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, if anybody knows what he's talking about,
please spare me.
If this is a symptom of a particular mental illness, which I maintain that it is, and you're a doctor and you know that, also email in.
It's weird because everything exists on the online. Everything exists, but this doesn't. That means I haven't checked it in a while. Anyway, there's a female-led Rocketeer sequel.
Oh.
It's like a sequel reboot. It's set 6 years after the first. That came out in like 91, I want to say, give or take.
Something like that, yeah.
The guy who directed it also directed Captain America, the first one. And there's a lot of similarities in those movies.
Yeah.
They're both
Nazis.
Nazis, that's about it, isn't there? Rockets.
Rockets, they were rockets?
Yeah.
America.
Americans.
Timothy Dalton.
Yep, he was in one of them.
And also we watched Captain America with him. He was in the cinema.
We did, didn't we?
Yeah. It's not true.
No, it's not true. Yeah. I mean, he might have been there. So what's going on here is, what's his name? The dude, Secord.
Cliff Secord,
Cliff
yes.
Secord. Shit name, hard to say. Mm.
Should have been Cliff Ripcord.
Agreed. Mm. Yeah. So he was...
Cliff Orcscord. So why don't you put it, plug a guitar in?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce that? Orcs.
Orcs.
Okay.
Like a real Orcscord.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's... In a doorway and you trip on it, that's a real orcs
that's
cord.
That's a bloody orcs
so
cord,
orcs.
Mate. So he vanishes while fighting the Nazis.
Yep.
And then an African-American female pilot takes up the mantle to stop a scientist from stealing the jetpack technology that could prove the turning point for the Cold War. But if this is set 6 years after the last,
yep.
That would make it set in 1944, because I think the first one was set in 38.
Okay.
So what are they talking about Cold War shit for?
Oh, yeah, that's
wouldn't they be like to turn the tide of the... end of World War II because it's still very much happening.
Right.
Maybe just one more at a time, gents.
Mm.
Let's sort our shit out first.
Yeah. Yeah, the first one set in 1938.
There you go.
Yeah.
I was right.
You were right.
I remember liking it that one time I saw it when I was 10, maybe, years after it came out or during, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
What do you think of
it?
Did
Jennifer Connelly make you feel feelings?
I don't remember. I watched the trailer for it the other day and then I went, I didn't even know Jennifer Connelly was in that.
Well.
Good to see that guy, that the lead guy in it, whatever his name is, who was ended up being in the OC for a bit. I don't know his name.
It's Bill Campbell.
Bill Campbell. They related? Is he related to...
To Jennifer Connelly.
Yes.
I don't think so. I don't think so.
What did you think of it, though?
I really enjoyed it at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the comic books, I don't know. I read one, like, trade paperback, and then I'm like, this is great. I should see more. But Dave Stevens, who made it, released, like, one comic every 3 years or something like that.
And that's like 30 pages long or whatever.
Yeah, and then he died.
Yeah, probably from
probably
from inactivity.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, cool. Well, look, if it's a good story, I don't care. It's not a property that I never thought would... Well, everything comes back.
Sure.
But it wasn't on my radar. If it's a good story, great. If not, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's that.
Isn't that interesting? Because we're getting African-American female Rocketeer.
Yeah.
African-American female Iron Man.
Related?
zeitgeist, man. It's the cultural zeitgeist. Sure. You know, that's what the people are demanding.
I guess it is.
African American ladies with rocket things.
Do you think
wearing rockets?
Do you think a jetpack would turn the tide of a war, or do you think like a pretty good plane, or say a nuclear weapon?
Yeah, that would almost certainly do it. Yeah, yeah. Just a guy in a jetpack
with a nuclear weapon.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that would work. Yeah. But I mean, ultimately, like, even if you've got a whole air force, like if you've got 1,000 guys with jetpacks,
yeah,
that's 1,000 people just crashing into each other, because right, they are not. If you watch that rocket, like,
turn your head and then that's the direction.
That's
you
the
go.
Direction you go, and he's
very ill-equipped.
He's the best guy at being the rocketeer.
Yeah,
and
he's terrible.
He
puts bubble gum on it at one point to
That's
fix
right,
it, doesn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah.
That goes south.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
yeah.
Next thing.
You could fix anything in the 30s with bubblegum.
You certainly could.
A rocket pack, a car.
Racism.
Exactly.
Maybe not that.
A little orphan boy. Let's put the...
Put the spit shine.
Put some chewing gum in his polio. You know what I mean?
You know what I don't like about chewing gum?
Oh, no. Here comes one of James's famous rants.
It's the flavor leaves after like a minute, then you got nothing. You just chew in a piece of plastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why? What's the point? Just eat a good thing, like an egg, like a good boiled egg.
Good, yeah.
That's my rant.
Okay.
Is that a rant? Doesn't count that one. Mason, have you seen the trailer for The Great Wall?
Yes.
And?
There's monsters in it.
Matt Damon is in it.
He's the real monster in a way.
Why? Because of his ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So there's actually some Green Arrow fan art kind of went around of him this week. He'd be a good Green Arrow, I think.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Because if him and Batman had been doing it for about the same time, they'd be that same age.
That's true. That'd be great. Yeah, okay.
What did you think, knowing that you didn't like it because it doesn't look very good?
I didn't hate it.
There he is.
Yeah.
He's back. Yeah, I guess, yeah. I can't say I hated it.
Yeah.
People are like, why is Matt Damon in a Chinese film or whatever?
Uh-huh.
It is a Chinese film. And
right.
I think it's a guy directed like Hero, which I really like,
actually.
And I presume they just went, well, we want to market this everywhere, so we'll just get Matt Damon and whatever. Yeah. Look, there's monsters, and that's cool, I guess.
Uh-huh.
What else is in it?
Bows
and arrows?
People are throwing shields about.
Good, good.
Throwing shields is the new not throwing shields.
Oh, right. Yeah. I remember when people didn't used to throw shields.
All right.
I think I like it better now. It's
good, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Multi-purpose.
I shouldn't shit on it. It looks fine.
Yeah.
And I won't see it.
And the question, obviously, and we've discussed this before. It's like, why do you need Matt Damon? You know?
The international markets.
That's true, but then I guess the larger question is, your Matt Damons and whoever's, they make films that maybe, like, they make some hits, and they make some films that, you know, sink like a stone or whatever.
Right, right.
But they keep getting shots.
Sure.
So why not just throw an Asian actor in there?
But I think the idea is that there is a lot of like prominent Chinese actors, and so that will appeal to, you know, that audience. And then you put Matt Damon, and that appeals to, you know, the Western audience.
Okay,
I think
the
idea.
Okay, sure.
Or they just went, do you want $20 million, Matt Damon? And he went, right. Can I have a ponytail? And they went, we'll give you 15 if you go a ponytail. And he's like, yeah, all right. That's how that went down.
Done deal. And he checks off having a ponytail in a movie off his bucket list. maybe he's had a ponytail. Surely he would have had a ponytail in another movie set in the 80s, maybe.
Mm, I'd have to think about it, Mason, but not right now.
Not right now, there's
no time. We're going to talk about the next most important bit of news.
Here we go.
Alden Ehrenreich,
what?
Who's the new Han Solo.
So the new piece of news is just random syllables.
Correct.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, that's right, he's the new Han Solo.
He's the new Han Solo.
He's the guy everybody expected was going to be the new Han Solo, and then he was.
And then they wheeled him out and everyone went, yep, we know.
Did they wheel him out on like a... in carbonite?
Is they that why did, they have to exactly, wheel it out?
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great if they wheeled, birthday cake style, they wheeled out the Han Solo in carbonite and then he just burst out of it. And he's like, it's me! Whatever my name is with all the weird syllables.
Ehrenreich.
Oh, I'm not going to get used to that.
Don't you want to see like Harrison Ford come out, like bring him out and then he slits Harrison Ford's throat? And end of an era.
Yeah. Puts his hand in Harrison Ford's neck and he pulls out all his gizzards. And he's like, the power's mine now. Yeah, that would be good.
So apparently he signed up for 3 films.
Okay.
Including the Han Solo solo story.
Mm-hmm.
He won't be appearing in Rogue One, which was speculated. Mm-hmm. So people are saying, are they making a Han Solo trilogy?
Yep.
I'd maintain that they're probably waiting until they make the first one.
Sure.
And then they see what happens.
I mean, Star Wars is about 50-50 on trilogies at this point.
Certainly. Yeah,
it's been a good one and a real bad one. So... real bad.
Absolutely.
So maybe see if the next couple are any good, and then put your foot down on it. Decide, get off the fence with the trilogy.
Do you feel, though, you limit your universe when you go, you make just a Han Solo trilogy, and if they're doing one Star Wars movie a year, you've got the standard trilogy, hopefully a good one, bump those odds up, and then every odd year you've got a Han Solo movie and you don't get anything else. Like, you won't get an Obi-Wan movie or a Rogue One, or we're getting a Rogue One movie or whatever, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
I'd rather see, like, a different movie every second year of something
we
haven't seen.
I agree. It's like the X-Men franchise where it's just, we get an X-Men movie and we get a Wolverine.
Yeah.
Give me another Solo, give me a different Solo
movie.
Give
me a Gambit, you said.
I've never said that. Nobody's ever said, I don't know. Give me a... See, I guess the problem there is how many X-Men characters have an interesting backstory.
Well, you write them interesting. I think that's the trick, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the trick. Yeah. Oh, sorry, I meant who at Fox is willing to do that.
Oh.
Nobody.
Nah, it doesn't seem to be. I think Matthew Vaughn could.
Yeah.
But he's busy doing other stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. Most of the X-Men movies are completely watchable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'm hoping that it's not, that it's just he'll appear in three different films.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But who knows? I'd imagine they just went, as they do with everybody, Marvel and Disney or whatever, you just sign them on for as many as you can get.
Exactly.
And then they'll chuck them in what works.
Yeah, and because if you sign him for Han Solo, just one movie, and then it makes $1 billion, then he could come back and be like, I want more money now.
That's right.
But if you sign him for three in a row for, $5,000 a movie.
Sure.
Then.
Yeah. But what's important to me though, Mason.
Yes.
Is, I can't even remember what I was going to say.
The next bit of news?
No, I had something else to say about Han Solo. Han Solo, I don't want to see three.
P.O.
No, not really. I'm just kind of done with him. Sick of his shit. He's so prissy. Get him out of here. Mm. Get him out of here, Mason.
She's all right.
All right. Blair Witch has a sequel. I mean, it's had a sequel. That Book of Shadows,
Book
which
of
I didn't
Shadows,
say.
Yep, uh-huh.
Do you remember when Blair Witch revolutionized 1999 film and online media?
Was that 1999? It feels like
I'm
earlier.
I'm going to look that up.
Okay, good. But yes, I do remember that. I remember being like, is this real?
Really?
Is it a movie? Yeah, but that was the thing.
I never
that was the
it
whole
was real for
no,
a second.
No, everybody was like...
I was 99, there you go.
Okay.
Do you remember liking that movie?
No.
Me neither.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you what, it kicked off a whole bunch of shit, didn't it?
Yeah.
A whole lot of found footage.
Found footage is it's the new... Unfound footage.
Yes.
It's the new footage that's just been in a canister somewhere and nobody's found it. It's
correct.
It's a new version of that.
Yeah, yeah. So this one's set, I guess, that amount of years after, or maybe not.
Okay.
Because the brother of the girl who goes missing then goes into the Blair Witch and then sees if he can find her or wants to know what happened.
Goes right up in the Blair Witch.
He goes right up. But you know what he should have done is just looked at the tapes that were found, I guess. Then he would have known. Well, what did happen at the end of that movie? Guy was looking at a wall
somebody
and
was
then
looking
someone
at a,
fell over.
Yeah, uh-huh.
What a pile of shit.
But it's a successful formula. Isn't that all the Paranormal Activity movies?
Yeah.
At the end, it's just somebody looking at a thing and then the lights go out. Okay. And everybody's like, oh my God, this is scary. Did you watch The Witch?
I've heard it was good.
See, a lot of people were like, oh my God, it's the scariest thing I've ever seen. And then I asked some people and they're like, nah, it was fine.
It was fine. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is it? I heard it's more kind of unnerving. Not like jump scary, scary, but it's just like, this is upsetting and unsettling. And it's got Finch from The Office, The British Office, and he's awful. So,
yeah, okay.
You know, so all those things. No, I do want to watch that. I should get around to it. As you know, I'm not a big horror film guy, Mason, because I'm such a scaredy cat. So, yeah.
Somebody tweeted us this week and they're like, we listened to your horror movie episode and.
It's total garbage.
It's total garbage. We were really reaching. I was just thinking, we were really reaching that episode. We had no idea.
Nah, we don't know. It's not our area.
It's not our area.
Stay in your lane, mate. That's the lesson there.
Don't go chasing waterfalls.
Never.
It's the motto of our show.
Correct.
Mm.
Joss Whedon says that he'd be willing to direct. It was done with Marvel movies, but he's willing to direct a Black Widow solo film.
Mm.
What do you think of that?
Yeah, pretty good.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. Well, you look at, he's good at strong female characters. He's Buffy, Serenity. What else did he do?
Dollhouse. That wasn't great.
I don't like Dollhouse.
All right.
I only saw two.
Yeah.
I heard Dollhouse gets really good, though, because it does a time jump.
So
once you're however many seasons in till that happens, then that's interesting, maybe.
No.
Nah? You're not doing it?
No.
He's not doing it, everybody. Mm-hmm. Put away your DVD copies to send to it.
Yep.
Not interested. That's interesting, though, that I think a big part of him not coming back was he had a lot of pressure from the studio, and that was before there was that big shift in management. Because there's a big difference between Age of Ultron and Civil War.
Yeah.
In terms of Age of Ultron is just references and setting up shit for the future.
Yes, it is.
And it's formula.
And it's, yeah, exactly. It's we really like the first one. Just do it again.
With robots.
Yeah, with robots. You don't deviate because you might. And I guess if you've done two massively grossing films,
yeah,
might be a good idea to just leave on top.
Perhaps, exactly. Yeah. But I know that he wasn't really he was pretty unhappy with kind of how that turned out.
Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
okay.
in general. But I think you got a little bit more freedom with a Black Widow movie. I don't think people would be watching you as closely. You can tell a kind of smaller, kind of more contained story.
That's true, yeah.
I don't know whether I'll probably get around to it eventually, but it doesn't seem to be on the horizon anytime soon. They're focusing on Captain Marvel.
Cannot wait for the Black Widow solo movie action playset that does not feature Black Widow.
It's gonna be so good. Captain America.
So many Captain Americas.
Yeah,
it's gonna be great.
Absolutely. Mm. But I'm all for though. If you're gonna make a Marvel movie, it'll be like
Black Widow's at the shopping mall. Like the rest of the Avengers are trying to find her. Where is she?
She's taken the team's credit card. Too many shoes.
Yeah.
No, I just think most of the Marvel movies are solo movies. Should just be teaming up people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I want to say. So you can team her up.
Black Widow and Hawkeye.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. But even like you go like weird. You go like Black Widow, Ant-Man.
Scarlet Witch and the Vision.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Couples movie. Like a romantic comedy.
War Machine and Ant-Man.
Okay. So that'd be cool. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because one's a military guy, he's no nonsense. And the other guy's Paul
Rudd. Nonsense.
He's all nonsense
all
the time.
Man.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you know they're doing a Blair Witch sequel?
Wait. Falcon Ant-Man.
Yeah, that'd be good. Because they have good chemistry, don't
That's
they?
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So David Ayer has come out and said, he's the director of The Suicide Squad. It's out this week.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm seeing it Monday night. But I can't release a review till Wednesday. I mean, what do I care? But
yeah, mm-hmm.
But which I'm hoping that isn't indicative of it being terrible.
No, that's
but it's out Friday in the US, and Wednesday night here is Tuesday morning in the US. So
probably fine.
I hope it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he said that this version of the Joker with
I think at this point we have enough information to determine whether it's good or not.
Yes,
it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it does.
I feel,
and I feel like I don't really still know what's going on.
Exactly.
That's what I'm
We don't
about.
Know what the plot is yet.
No.
They're going to this... It's an abandoned city, right? It's been evacuated.
Oh, it's been in the process of, Midway City.
Yeah.
So, there's some kind of supernatural threat.
Mm.
Who knows? Who knows what it is? I'll find out.
Could be Common.
Could be
Common. Rapper, actor, Common.
Oh, not like
in
a
there.
Common event?
No.
Oh, okay. No. So, basically, though, he said that this version of the Joker is not Jason Todd.
Okay.
That was a fan theory. Well, I did a video on it when we talked about it.
Uh-huh.
And there's a lot of comments that's just like, you're an idiot. This isn't true. But that video was
it is true that we are idiots.
Yeah, it's that part's true. But that video is just explaining that it's not an endorsement of that.
Right, sure.
That.
It's just the theory that
it's
exists.
It's just the theory.
Yeah.
Yeah, so,
But
also, I'm not surprised.
Some people involved with movies lie about the plot points.
That's true. But I would say this is probably the case, that it's not.
Yep.
I would say. Would you say it is, even though would you doubt him?
Yes.
Well, there you go. You've heard it at first.
Mm-hmm. Doubt.
Doubt. Good stuff. Last bit of news. Now, this is from before Comic-Con, but we missed some stuff.
Okay.
Because Comic-Con was such a big Comic-Con, wasn't it? It was one of the biggest.
Well.
It was an event. We didn't go, but people did, and they saw some stuff, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was good. But Ben Affleck, the rumored Ben Affleck Batman solo film.
Are you saying
film,
Ben Affleck?
What did I say? Fleck. I said Fleck.
Okay, just checking.
Get out of my vocab. Get out of it. All right?
Okay, all right.
Ben Affleck. Batman solo film
is
rumored to be set in Arkham. This is the the idea is that Batman's locked in, and then a whole lot of shenanigans go down. Sounds very similar to the
Supermax.
Yes, Supermax. I was gonna say the video game, but yeah, Supermax, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, do you want to explain the Green Arrow Supermax situation?
So there was an unproduced screenplay.
Yeah.
This was many years before Arrow the TV series.
Yes.
The idea being that. Green Arrow is locked up in a super maximum security prison full of super criminals.
Right, right.
He's got to fight his way out.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
And we did an episode, that last episode of Cancelled Comic Book Movies. You broke that down, didn't you?
Yeah.
And did we talk about maybe making that into a Batman movie? Did you say that? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't remember. Yeah, so that's cool.
Mm.
If this is true, that's fantastic.
Should be called Batman Shenanigans, as you suggested.
Now, it's also been this movie has been rumored in the past to be packed with villains, so that would make sense.
I'm hoping the poster it's like on like the right side it's Batman and he's in his Batman costume there, and then the left there's just like bars, like a prison cell bars,
right,
and like a whole bunch of heads of various villains sticking out of it, like at different levels. Like, there's the Joker, there's Killer Croc, and there's Kite Man, and there's Crazy Quilt.
That would be amazing. Mm. Yeah, yeah. I like the idea of a Batman self-contained solo movie where it's not like the city is falling to pieces and whatever, and it's just like tell this very confined, specific story. Doesn't have to be a city-ending plot, though it probably will end up being poisoning a waterway or whatever.
Is he wearing the suit or is he not wearing the suit?
That's a very good question. I'd like to think that he would be. Yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe he goes in as Bruce Wayne and
Or matches Malone.
Or matches Malone.
The whole movie is matches. It's Ben Affleck, weird mustache, aviator sunglasses.
Match in the mouth.
He's like, I've got to maintain cover so I can't bring in any bat equipment.
Right.
But I'm just going to bring in like a ton of matches. And he has to use his ingenuity.
Would you like to see things like you've got the, like he's got a secret bat cave under Arkham?
No, I don't like that.
You don't like that? Because that's obviously what they did in the game. Do you think that was more of a kind of, this is how you get your gear kind of thing?
Yeah, and that is in Arkham Asylum, the game, it's much more out of the way. Like nobody could accidentally stumble on it because you have to be able to glide to it.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
But in like, where would he have, how does he have the time and the resources? How's he going to dig under bloody Arkham Asylum?
It's Batman. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Don't think about it, Mason. Mm. Just enjoy this movie that may not even be a real movie, all right?
Okay.
If this is true, that's great.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
I'm bloody excited.
I'm going to say he is wearing the suit.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Or he gets it somehow.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe, what about if he had one stored in the rafters?
That'd be weird. Somebody would find it.
Would they?
Yeah, a janitor or something.
Yeah, I guess.
And he's just mopping the floor with his... But bat suit on.
Don't you think that would be interesting, though, if he went in as Bruce Wayne and he was vulnerable and there's a bit where he levels up, he gets his bloody
suit. But
that's
Arkham City.
Yeah, so?
I don't like it.
Take things that work.
I don't know.
You don't like that game?
Yeah, no, I do. But yeah, I reckon just he's delivering a criminal.
Right.
And he's trapped in there.
So like the first Arkham game.
Correct.
So some of the elements of that game, but some of them
some
not.
Of the elements that I like. It's all, no, yeah.
All right,
what then. I say goes.
Okay. You've got bulletproof logic.
Thank you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of mother. Or sales. I definitely prefer. Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nix, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure,
But migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying? When you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot. Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
All right, Mason, let's talk about Jason Bourne.
Bourne's back, baby.
Yeah, he's back. made $61 million in the US at opening. Which
is that good?
That's better
good,
than
right?
they predicted, yep. Mm-hmm. The Ultimatum made $69 million, and that was the most of a Bourne film. So this is the second highest grossing. And it even beat like Rogue Nation, which only made like 55 comparatively.
Uh-huh.
So it's doing reasonably well, Mason. Yeah. That's nothing to sneeze at. Don't sneeze on it. Cover your mouth. Cover your mouth. So Bourne is back, Mason.
I'm sneezing in my sleeve.
he's back in a big way. And I need you to tell us what the story was.
Oh, no.
What do you think the story was?
The story is Bourne's back, baby. No, I don't know. All right, so in the last one, he got all his memories back, right?
He did.
Here's the thing. How many Bourne movies have there been?
There's been five, but one of them had Jeremy Renner.
Okay, so the last three.
Yeah.
They all blur together.
Yes.
So I'm presuming that at the end of the last one, I've seen them all.
Yeah.
I just can't remember. But at the end of the last one, he gets all his memories back.
Mm-hmm.
And that sent him off into some sort of weird shame spiral.
Yes.
Where he wants to leave everything behind. So he's just off in the desert,
mm-hmm.
shirtless fighting people.
Yep.
For some reason. But then.
Yeah, now I'm ready.
Then bloody Nikki Parsons. The great Julia Stiles comes back and she's like, you got to come back, Bourne, because of data on a USB drive. There's data information. It's big trouble for everyone. You got to come in and kill everyone.
Vincent Cassell.
And he's like, I'm out.
I won't do it.
I'm out, baby.
That's what he says.
Yeah, that's what he says. Yeah. Yeah. All the people, presumably from the last movie, they're back and you got to stop them. Tommy Lee Jones.
I don't think he was
Vincent Cassell.
Then again, I don't think.
Was it? Were they not?
I don't think so.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There was a different old white guy who was the bad guy who was like, you volunteered, Bourne. And Bourne was like, fuck you.
Nice.
I'm out.
Baby.
I'm not back, baby. Yeah, that's right. So then he's pulled into a world of intrigue and social media.
Ah.
To get a.
He's back. For the reasons of his own that we'll never really know.
No, he doesn't does he?
He's a richly textured character. No, he's not.
He's just kind of...
He's a blank slate. If this movie were about, like, a malfunctioning Terminator, it'd be about the same. What are his motives? Who knows? What is it? What's he like? What does he... What's he like? What does he like? Who knows? Who knows with Jason Bourne?
You never see him eat a sandwich. You never see him
what
take
What kind
him,
of sandwich does he like?
Take a drink. Yeah, I don't know.
He's got all his memories back. He's got all his memories back. To what end? He's the same guy.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Uh-huh.
That being said, Mason.
Yes.
You did not enjoy this movie?
No, I did enjoy this movie, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah. You nothinged it?
I just couldn't even...
Huh.
It's fine.
Okay.
It doesn't... We'll get into it.
Okay.
Matt Damon.
Yes.
What do you think of him as Blank Slate? How is he?
Yeah, he's good.
Yeah, he's...
Like, I enjoy... But... I don't know. I enjoy him going through all the motions.
Sure, yeah.
But I was thinking about it like, presumably in the last one, I don't remember. Like when you get his memories back, you're like, oh, good, happy ending for him. He can go off into the sunset.
Congratulations.
And this one, I'm just like, why is he coming back? Like, what is motivating him?
Yeah.
To come. I mean, he's sort of dedicated to
freedom
and patriotism and whatever. But
Is he?
Is he though, right?
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I mean, he looks the part. He looks great. Uh-huh. He bounces around quite a bit, which I appreciate.
Yep.
I don't know. I don't think he really... Oh, no, he has some few kind of emotional kind of moments towards the end where he can't... Like Matt Damon, you can't question that he's not a good actor. Don't question that, Mason. No, don't sneeze on him.
All right. Just cross that off the talking points.
Yeah, but I don't know. Is there even enough stories to... I didn't feel that this story involving him was interesting enough to kind of be like, oh, it's good to see Jason Bourne again. Well, thank God he's back. I was like, yeah, okay.
Baby,
yeah. Mm. That's how I kind of looked at it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't... I enjoyed all the action. I enjoyed the intrigue, sure. All that sort of stuff.
Right, right.
But again, like, if this were a new movie about a completely different guy,
yeah,
wouldn't register.
Right, sure, yeah.
Because he's just... There's no difference between the character in the first three and this one.
Not really, no.
You'd think he'd have something. Like, there'd be some form of character development in this because he's got his memories back, but there's nothing.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Nah, fair enough. Mm. I think they were going for that kind of broken down James Bond kind of...
Yeah, I guess that's true, yeah.
There's that element of it where he's clearly not coping.
Yeah, but it would be nice... Like, I guess the thing is he's not coping and, you know, all he knows is espionage and what have you, which is why now that he's out of the game, he's just fighting people in the desert.
Yeah.
But I feel there needs to be more, like, could he find a friend that he used to...
Right.
Like, there needs to be something related to him getting his... losing the amnesia and getting the memories back. Does he not know anybody that he... And I guess also he has to stay off the grid.
Right.
But couldn't he find someone he used to know or, like, an old flame or... a relative or something?
They're all dead.
Oh.
They're all dead, remember? All
right. Yeah.
His girlfriend died in the second one.
Yep, I remember
that. Was kind of the most character development there was.
Yeah.
I feel like that he was kind of... He settled down and he kind of made a go of it.
Uh-huh.
And speaking of, though, Julia Stiles returns. It's hinted at that they had a relationship before the amnesia. I think they said that I want to say the third one.
Right.
So... Yeah.
You know what? This one, I feel, is the most distinctive.
Yes,
like, and
because it's updated for the modern day.
It's updated for the modern. It's with a plot ripped from the headlines.
I'd be like, it's the one with the social media.
Right,
that's
exactly.
That's how I would describe it.
Yeah,
But the first one to me is very distinct.
Yes, it
stands
is.
Out a lot.
Uh-huh.
Second two,
there's that mini car chase.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
The second two just kind of blur together, and they're also set. They overlap in time period.
Which one's Clive Owen in the
first
one?
Yeah,
okay,
he's in the first
great.
One. Yeah,
mm.
That's the bloody good one. Yeah. And it revolutionized action movies.
Yes, it did.
For the worst.
for the worst.
Yeah, but look at all this crap that's kind of spun out of
it. But that's every...
Yeah, you're
every,
right. You can't blame
every
that.
Tent on... What's the word I'm looking for? Every... Not tentpole action movie. Every, like, genre
every
defined...
Every Matrix.
Yeah, every show. Exactly. Every Matrix.
Every time there's a Matrix.
Every time there's the son of an evolutionary or revolutionary...
Sure.
Like a genre-defining action movie, there follows... 5 years of just terrible knockoffs of it.
Yes.
Remember when The Matrix came out and every second movie had a bullet time sequence in it that was total garbage.
Yeah, scary.
Because
movie,
they didn't
did
have that. Yeah, they didn't want to spend the money on the 360 degrees of cameras and the green screen and the wires or whatever. So they're just like, okay, let's have him fall over and then we'll move the camera slide to the left and put a CGI bullet in. And that all looked like garbage. That's the same with this. Like, they moved from this, you know, too cinematic action to this super gritty, very brutal action.
Right, right.
That wasn't like, it wasn't glamorous and it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like, you know, The Matrix or Hong Kong action movies where it's like multiple moves and it's all so super balletic and...
Right, right.
It was just...
Fists and newspapers and pens.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Which I didn't think this movie had enough of.
No, me neither.
Quite frankly.
There was a moment where he rips a chair leg off.
Yeah, and I was like, it's on.
It's on. Somebody's going to get nailed to the ground with that wooden chair leg.
But
they're
going to
get Dracula style.
That's
But it didn't, yeah.
Not really, no.
No.
What did you think of the rest of the cast? So Julie Stiles, we'll probably talk about more a bit later.
Uh-huh.
Alicia Vikander. What
yeah.
accent is that? Where's she from?
Vikander?
Vikander.
Alicia Vikander.
Yeah. I was like, is she supposed
to be
Irish?
The actor or the character?
The character.
Oh, I don't know. And I was wondering about that. I'm like, why is she in the CIA?
Yeah. Because at some point, the points I'm like, is she doing an American accent? Like, I wasn't entirely sure.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's... Yeah, whatever.
She's good, yeah.
Tommy Lee Jones.
He's just Tommy Lee Jonesing about.
Certainly is, yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you reckon his face is getting lower?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Everybody in this movie looked really tired. Did you notice? There are a lot of bags under a lot of eyes.
That's a staple of the Bourne movies, yeah, though. Everyone's tired all the time.
Always on the run. Nobody's had any time for a night for a good 8 hours.
That's right. You know?
They've gotten 6 hours at best, and it's not enough time.
It's certainly not, Mason. Mm. I like to
Casper mattresses.
Indeed. Get one. Get two. Just get one.
If you're in the CIA, get some Casper mattresses.
Correct. What about Riz Ahmed as the kind of the Facebook head kind of guy?
Fine.
Okay, fair enough. I'm looking forward to him.
I love this isn't really a spoiler, but there's a Facebook style. There's a seminar.
Yeah.
And he's demoing his new product. And he's like, as for privacy issues, you can use it and there's no privacy issues. And everybody's like, and there's like just rapturous applause from thousands of people. I'm like, you didn't explain anything.
No, that's right. And also, you believe that?
No, absolutely not.
That to me was insane. But I think there's an effort here to kind of update it for the modern day. But in doing so,
when we say modern day, when did the first one come out? Not a
2001.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, modern day. A while ago. All right.
I want to say 2000. Might have been 2002. I'll look it up for you, Mason.
Please. So updating it for the modern day.
What's the first one called?
The Bourne Identity. What if you went to IMDb and they were all just mushed together?
I'd never... Just 2002.
Just says Bourne Films and a question mark.
So I feel like there wasn't really a good understanding of what to kind of do with that plot. I think they were like, we need to update this. What's now?
Right.
Social media?
Yeah. Yes. But I mean, that is very much an issue of like modern day espionage. Like,
yes.
You know, the CIA and the FBI have just gone to, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all this sort of, all these people and just gone... We need a backdoor into this. We need to be able to read everybody's messages and everything. And,
right.
And they've gone to, you know, Microsoft and Google and Apple and all that and said, give us a backdoor into this stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's been issues.
Exactly. I think there could have been something kind of more done with that, but I don't think this is fully fleshed out. By the way, they can get... I was speaking to a cop recently and they can get in everything.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Just so you know.
Bloody hell.
Yeah. But, you know. Mm. I think anything online, if you put anything online... It's expected. It's there forever. Even if you think it's private, it's not.
For a certain Rocketeer Motion comic.
Yes, that's right.
Which is gone forever. I guess the lesson here is if you want to put some data on the internet, you want your secrets encrypted into a Rocketeer Motion comic.
Correct.
That'll just disappear.
If you make it boring and crap, nobody won't interest anybody.
It'll disappear on its own.
But you know what I did appreciate?
What's that?
They didn't try to invent an app. Like, it was just Facebook. It was Facebook under a different name. They didn't try to invent an app, which often movies do. And it's clearly like, this is a garbage idea.
Because
if this was a good idea, then it would exist.
Right, uh-huh.
So they just went, yeah, look, it's Facebook. This is very thinly veiled Facebook. It wasn't like, because you remember in Terminator Genesis, it's like, this is a new system that will sync your phone to your TV or whatever. Like, yeah, like everything.
Like every product, exactly, yeah. Why am I...
Why is that impressive?
Why am I getting this?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I get a free tote bag. All right, installing. Here we go.
So I appreciated that.
Mm.
What did you think of the car chases, Mason?
Really good.
I agree with you.
There's a motorcycle chase. There's a car/motorcycle chase.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In Act One, which is very good.
Yeah,
very, very nice.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then, you get your kind of you get your car chase towards the end.
The car chase, that got a bit too Hollywood.
I think. And I think a big part of that is because of the type of car he stole. Because in the first one, he's in like a Mini, and
it's
much more intense because those cars are death traps.
Yeah. And it was a real Mini.
It was a real Mini.
The modern day Minis that are just regular sized cars.
Yeah,
that's right. It's no fun.
It's not a Mini.
Yeah,
but you know,
smart car chase. That's a car chase.
It certainly is
the little one, the tiny little one, the 4.2.
Absolutely.
Oh,
but
great,
you know,
great
like
stuff.
Yeah, because that was like one of the ones from like the '70s. Like just horrible death traps.
Uh-huh.
So that was way more intense than this.
Uh huh.
Because you know you sideswipe someone and you're dead. Like,
yeah.
But this is just smashing through things, and it's like a tank. Like, he's just hitting billboards and jumping over roads and whatever. Like, it was good.
Yeah.
But there wasn't the tension.
Yeah, I felt it was, I don't know, because all these movies bounce off each other. Like, the Bond film stole. There's a good example of a good thing that.
Exactly.
Came
off
this.
One of the Bond films.
One of the first Daniel Craig Bond film, like, stole from that. And I guess everything bounces off everything else, and they're like, okay, well, this is working, so we have to steal this. So it feels kind of like they went, little bit of Fast and Furious.
Right.
Maybe
right.
we need a car chase between a couple of indestructible cars. We're going to throw that in. But yeah, it did feel to me a little bit out of place, especially in the final act where you're like, I want this to feel as Jason Bourne-y as it can be.
Yeah.
To be like, oh, this is quite generic Hollywood-ish.
Right, right.
Kind of thing.
Absolutely. Mm. I think that's the problem for this movie for me in general. It didn't really bring anything new.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like Bourne, like we said, it really matrixed the game.
Yeah.
But this is just kind of like, it's fine. It's just, it could be any of the movies except for the first one.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's just kind of, it goes along and there's the intrigue and, you know, and he's running through the streets and whatever and the people are after him. And then, you know, he's set, they think they're going to meet him at one place, but he's at a different place.
You know what they didn't do? He disappears behind a piece of public transport, which has been a staple of all the Bourne movies, I assume. Because they all blur together. Maybe it only happened once, but I definitely remember it happening every single time.
I'm going to show you a video after this. People should look it up. Michael Shanks' channel. He did the Star Wars, the George Lucas Episode 7 trailer.
Yes, he did.
He does a whole video on like that disappearing. Uh-huh. It's great. Everybody look it up. Yeah. Michael Shanks. Yeah.
Michael Shanks. He also did, we've mentioned before, The Wizards of Oz.
That's right.
Yeah, AUS, which is about a wizard living in Melbourne, in Australia.
Correct. He did some Sandspans episodes as well. If people want to check them out. He seems like a really cool dude.
Hasn't done our show, has he?
Actually, I've emailed him because there was a thing that I want to try doing that I've kind of stopped. But
is it kick me out?
It's kick you out.
Replace me with Michael Shanks.
Have I told you this?
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, not that. I mean, if I not told you the other thing I was thinking of doing. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's for another day. But no, he seems really cool. Mm-hmm. All right. Should we get into spoilers?
I'm going to say best movie ever. It wasn't great, but I reckon solid action sequences. If you like Matt Damon doing some solid action,
then watch it. The one where he's in China?
Oh, yeah. Can we watch The Great Wall?
I'm going to say best movie, but the same way. And then, I don't hate it, so I can't.
Yeah, look, it does have some great action sequences. Like Paul Greengrass, again, you know, he knows what he's doing.
See, that's the thing. I don't think...
I don't think he knows what he's doing.
No, he knows what he's doing, but I don't think his Bourne movies are as good as people think they are. That's subjective.
Who did the first one?
I want to say Lettier.
Oh, Lettier.
No, sorry, Doug Liman.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's...
He did Edge of Tomorrow.
Okay.
And Jumper.
Oh.
Wow.
Mixed bag. Yeah, look, pretty good, solid action. A little too Hollywood-y. I don't know.
Fair enough.
Yeah. All right. It'd be nice if Jason Bourne had some sort of character arc of any kind.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's what also made him interesting, that he's not Bond.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is kind of like, he's kind of...
Also, something that annoyed me, just before we get into spoilers.
Sure.
Every Bourne movie ends with the Moby song Extreme Ways. And I like, it starts up at the end, like, you know, everything ends and I'm like, oh, I haven't heard this song in ages. This is going to be great. And they've made some sort of weird rock remix.
I didn't notice.
It's awful. I didn't notice. I hated it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, if you're going to change the game, if you're going to change at this point, just find something on that Moby album that was just old gospel songs that he remixed. Right. A bit of that. So it could be like, I'm done. I'm out of the agency. I'm going to disappear. You'll never find me. And then it's like, run on for a long time. Run on.
I know.
Solid work.
I get you. What happened to Moby? What's he about
now? Still around, I think.
Good for him.
He's probably just being a vegetarian and, you know.
That's a full-time job.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. So let's talk spoilers. There's a few things that we need to unravel, Mason.
Hang on. What were you going to say? Best movie ever or worst movie ever?
I said best. I said it already.
All right.
But tentatively,
okay.
I do not rush out to see this. If you're a big fan of these movies, I think you will like them.
Uh-huh.
But if you're like me, where you like the first one and you just don't really remember the rest of them.
Then, so everybody in the world.
Then maybe not as much. Uh-huh. So spoilers, Bourne's father started the program, which I thought was an interesting kind of little wrinkle in the sitch. What did you think about that?
I think they used it as an attempt to build just any kind of personal drama.
Yes,
I didn't think it worked.
Yep. Okay, fair enough.
Similarly with Vincent Cassell's character.
So he killed Bourne's father, but Bourne also got him captured.
Yes, so it was right. It's the snake eating its own tail. But
did that
happen in one of the previous Bourne movies?
His father or that particular?
That particular, the Vincent Cassell thing.
I don't think so. No.
Okay, right.
So. Yeah, yeah. His father's not even mentioned
in
the other ones. Well, maybe not in any depth.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I thought it was like, oh, that's an interesting way to kind of make it more personal. But yeah, you're right. It didn't really Between that and the social media.
Sure, right, yeah.
There was a lot going on. Did you like the fact that Vincent Castell? Like,
Faber-Castell.
How do you say that? Castell?
I say Cassell, Vincent Cassell.
I don't know what it is. All I know him as is the guy in that really crap Oceans movie.
He's like the fox or the bat or something.
Yeah.
He's the cat burglar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, did you like that he'd killed his father? Did you enjoy that element of the movie?
No. It felt...
Do you think it would have been more interesting if he was just after Bourne because Bourne got him captured?
Correct.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, I don't think we needed... Because I guess the idea is... See, that's why it felt more Hollywood-y for me, I guess. Because they're like, okay, well, here's, you know, Bourne did this thing because he thought it was best for, you know, the world to release all this information or whatever. And so this guy's got a legitimate gripe against him, but Bourne's going to kill him because Bourne just kills everybody.
Yeah.
But to then turn it around to be like, oh, well, actually, Bourne's morally justified in getting this guy because this guy got him first.
Right.
No, just have Bourne sit in this morally grey area where maybe he does some things that are in the wrong or that had some negative outcomes.
Right.
But don't come at him because he'll still kill you.
That's right. He certainly will. Well, speaking of, did you enjoy that fight scene at the end?
Wasn't very Bourne though, was it?
No, it was a kind of a standardy. It wasn't terrible. Uh-huh. But where's the rolled up newspaper?
Exactly.
Where's the pen through the hand?
Exactly.
And they do a bit of that. There's a cord and some stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Stuff
going on. Yeah, yeah.
But you know, it was brutal enough, but it didn't.
And it also felt like that we were intended to feel some sort of emotional thing, like, oh, he's finally getting catharsis because he's killed, you know, this guy that killed his father and blah, blah, blah. But we've only just learned about that.
Yes, that's right.
So it doesn't, I don't feel a connection there.
Fair point. One of my favourite moments in the film is where Bourne found a bowl of free trackers and he used them to help himself.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
And a camera, like a stack of free cameras.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just stole them. But those trackers were free, weren't they? It was like, this is a free personal tracker and microphone or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. That was...
That was weird. Yeah,
yeah, it certainly was. I just... Yeah, the stuff that... So that also, I guess, is a real kind of Hollywood kind of convenience. Yeah. He could have just had that tech.
That's true, yeah. Like he, well, and again, he's an agent who's been doing this for a long time.
Yeah.
Surely he could just go to the nearest storage locker that he had.
Yeah.
And it's filled with tracking devices
Absolutely.
And stuff. You don't need this contrivance.
Yeah. And I guess it being 9 years on, like that, you wanted some newer tech, mm-hmm. I guess. I never bought for a second how they were like, we're going to try and bring Bourne back into the agency. And he would even consider that.
Right. Uh-huh.
Because they lied to him from day one.
Uh-huh.
And even towards the very end, like when it's revealed that they're still lying to him.
Uh-huh.
Like, why would he want to go back in to do that? Why wouldn't he just be, if he loves fighting people in the desert and punching dudes or whatever, just be a mercenary and
true.
Do jobs that are, you know, that are just kind of not...
Or just disappear. Because he's good at that.
Just make some mojitos. And bloody kick on, mate.
Yeah. Julia Stiles.
Right.
I was just saying earlier that when I went into this movie, I'm like, oh, it's Julia Stiles. Isn't it great? Julia Stiles will always have this role to go to.
Correct.
Dead.
Do you think she's getting old a bit? Well, bloody, we'll bring in,
right.
We'll bring in Vikander because Vikander's up and coming.
Oh, maybe.
She's sexy and new.
Mm-hmm, that's true.
Like a car.
Yeah.
Some cars.
Yeah, nice. Like a Mini Cooper. Like the latest Mini Cooper.
But do you think that was... Again, to kind of add emotional weight
to... Yes, exactly. But again...
Maybe just do that, not the father thing?
Yeah, but again, like, if it's implied that they had a relationship before the Treadstone program or what have you.
Yeah.
Didn't really feel it.
Right, okay.
And I think it's kind of grasping at straws a little bit to be like, okay, of these movies, we have two recognizable characters that are still alive.
Sure.
Bourne and Parsons.
Yeah.
So just kill Parsons. And that's his emotional arc.
You don't want to watch the Parson Ultimatum? Kill Bourne? Go that direction?
Yeah.
It's too late, Mason.
Oh.
We should make it a prequel.
Mm.
But don't. You don't do that. That's what I'm saying.
And also, she was no good at anything prior to...
No, she wasn't.
She was a terrible agent prior to...
He was always bustling her onto a tram.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. Oh, they'll never bustle anybody on a tram ever again. Oh, it's a shame.
Is this a universe that you want to revisit? Again.
Ooh.
Do you think even the people making this are keen to make another one?
I would like to... See, here's where I kind of thought it might go.
Yeah.
I get the sense that maybe if they do a sequel, it'll be the agency call on Bourne and they're like, we need your help.
Yeah.
Even though we've tried to kill you all these times, but...
And we will again.
Yeah, but there's a nuclear bomb or something like that.
Right, right.
And people will die, and he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't want to work with these people, but the world's at stake, so he has to do it. I would watch that.
I do believe his sense of duty when they say, look, he is, you know, he's not a bad guy.
Like, yeah.
He does have that sense of purpose and right and
I guess
wrong.
That's true, yeah.
So, I would definitely see that movie. Uh-huh. I just wish it was kind of better in
general.
Yeah,
and also in this movie where they're like, because, you know, they're like, okay, this is, you know, Treadstone created these insane, you know, super soldiers and all these other programs. BlackBriar created this and blah, blah, blah. This one, it's a surveillance program.
Oh, right, yeah.
Why would
that's
you come,
right.
Why would you, I don't feel like he would come out of retirement for that.
No.
Like,
you
also,
it's
going
to happen regardless, isn't
exactly.
It?
Like, it's, that's not his job to.
No.
You know?
His job is to stop kind of, well, he wants to stop people cutting. When they're like, this is as bad as Treadstone. It's not as bad as brainwashing people. And I mean, I guess on a global scale, it is.
Aren't we all being brainwashed? You know what I mean? Bloody social
media.
Everybody's looking at their phones. They're not talking on the train. You know what I mean? Nobody's talking to each other on the train. You bloody sheep. You're all being brainwashed.
You know what? Before these smartphones aren't that old. No, I'm just saying.
Here comes another classic James rant.
It's just an example. Like, nobody ever talked to each other on the
train. That's true. Nobody
Everybody had their head buried in a book or with headphones or whatever. It's always been that way.
Yeah.
You can see, like, photos from like the 1920s and everyone's just reading a book on a tram.
It's the same. Everybody's just reading a book and there's somebody masturbating in the corner. That's public transport for you, no matter the era. You know what I mean? Except this time they're on bloody YouPorn or whatever.
Is it hard for you to drive a tram with one hand? Got him.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah, man, I love that. I love that motorcycle chase scene.
Yeah, I can't argue with that. Yeah. It's also very reminiscent. Do you remember at the start of the second one where his girlfriend gets shot to the back of the
head? Oh, yes. Yeah, that's
true.
It's
kind of like, I was kind of like, this is the same scene.
Yeah.
Just in a different city. Did you like how they took it to America more? They took it to Vegas, man.
In Vegas,
I'm sure
baby.
The other ones also went to America. I know they did, but normally it's kind of like traipsing around Europe.
Yeah, that's true.
Not in this one.
Mm.
Well, he did a little bit, I guess.
Yeah.
Was he in Europe? I don't remember.
It's pretty good.
That'll do it.
I did like that, right? I enjoyed the fact that. My favorite part about Bourne as a character is that everybody is just like, everybody's just a tool to get what he needs, like to complete the mission. So like he's being chased by the bad guys and he sees a cop and he's like, or he sees like a guy with a Molotov cocktail and he's like, well, I'll need this. And he just
swipe
it. And he's like, okay, I need a motorcycle. So he just plows through a whole bunch of cops and steals one of the motorcycles.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely
great.
Mm-hmm. I can't argue with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do it. Moving
That'll
on to the
it,
next
yeah.
segment of the uh-huh. show.
Yeah.
Do you even know what it's called?
It's called What We're Reading and then What We're Gonna Read.
You've done it.
Thank you.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today? Mason, it's in your best interest to tell the listeners what you've been reading or what you're going to read.
I've been watching... Have you seen Angie Tribeca?
No.
It's a... it's been going for a couple of seasons. It's Rashida Jones... As Detective Angie Tribeca, it's like Police Squad or Naked Gun.
Right.
It's real dumb, but it's very funny.
I've never heard of this.
In my humble
opinion.
Looking
it up now. Yeah. There you go. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So,
mate, I like her. She's good in
Look, there's a lot of like, it's got Alfred Molina is in it for some reason. He's the, he's the, like the medical examiner. It's like a Police Squad kind of show. And it's like, it's wall-to-wall real dumb jokes.
Right, right.
Like, just dumb puns and plays on words and just... Yeah, like, somebody actually was... I guess it's kind of divisive because I spoke to somebody and they're like, what have you been watching? And there's like, on, you know, on Stan... Because it's on Stan. I don't know if you're aware of Stan.
Shut up.
Anyway, it's like Australian Netflix. And somebody was like, you know what, you shouldn't watch Angie Tribeca. It's real. I hate it. It's so unfunny. It's so stupid. But I watch it. I'm like, no.
Who said that? Which person?
I cannot remember who it was.
Man.
For the life of me.
Get them out of your face.
I'm gonna. But it's real fun.
If you enjoy a thing, that's great.
Mm-hmm. That's what I said.
I've been watching, you mentioned it last week, Toast of London.
Oh, yeah, with Matt Berry. It's good?
I didn't
get around to it.
It's again one of those things that is incredibly stupid, but I really enjoy it.
Yeah, nice.
I love a good British comedy, you know.
Name another good British comedy.
I wish I could, Mason. I wish I could.
I've also... Blackadder.
Nah.
Whoa!
First season sucks.
First season does suck, yeah.
And that special sucks as well.
The one where he goes through time or whatever? Yeah, that one sucks.
Oh, does it? I don't remember. The other thing was, I've been reading a lot of Suicide Squad stuff. I've got a video upcoming for that doing in conjunction with Scott from NerdSync.
Now, what era of Suicide Squad?
I've been reading the new 52 stuff because it's been important for me.
Is that the one where Catman is in it for a lot of it?
Yeah,
for some reason?
Catman. Not where I'm up to.
Okay.
No. Is Catman a Gotham crime fighter in it?
Not really. Catman was a supervillain.
Yeah.
It was like a Batman knockoff, and then he got real fat and sad for a long time, and he was kind of a joke character.
Right.
And then he came back, and then they put him on the Suicide Squad.
Okay, cool.
And he was real, real cool.
Cool. No, didn't see any of that.
Okay.
Hopefully he'll turn up.
Maybe that was pre-New 52.
Maybe it was, Mason. We'll never know.
It's true.
Good stuff.
No way of knowing.
It's time for the next segment.
Oh, no.
Get ready, everybody. Get ready.
For the next segment, which is, it's letters.
The classic one was letters. We love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
I know this is your favourite segment of the show, Mason.
Yeah, it is.
Or is it? I don't know.
Sometimes it is.
Basically, if you want to send us a letter, if you hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter.
We want to be clear, no actual letters.
No.
Do not send us any actual letters for our letters segment.
We do not have a postal address,
correct.
Will never set one up.
Mm-hmm.
We might at some point.
We might at some point, yeah.
Not this year.
I have one of those parcel lockers.
Do you?
Send it to that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Might do that at some point.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. I'd feel weird if I was like, hey, send me stuff. Is that weird?
Nah.
All right. Send us stuff, guys. Whatever you got. Whatever crap you've got, we want it.
Yeah, that's right.
You got a box of rubber gloves you don't need anymore?
Send
we
it
want
over
it.
Here. Oh, great. Marbles?
Sure.
Some marbles? Tarzos.
I'll take a Tarzo.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take a Pog. I don't mind, Mason.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever you want.
Nice.
So this one's from Loot Crate Jones.
Hello. We're making waves out there on the old
certainly.
Internet.
Certainly. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Hey, James and Meso. Outside of comics and sci-fi, who are your favourite villains? E.g. Sergeant Barnes, Iago of Othello, Bricktop.
Oh.
I don't know who Bricktop is.
Bricktop is from Snatch.
Oh, right. Okay, sure,
the movie Snatch.
What do you got?
Oh, favourite villains. Oh.
But you has to be outside of sci-fi or comic books.
Okay. Oh, boy.
I've got one.
Okay, go ahead.
Some Bond villains.
Oh, sure. Some Bond villains.
Nah, I'll go again. Annie Wilkes from Misery.
That's a pretty good one.
You seen Misery lately?
Not recently.
It's fucking horrifying.
I bet it is.
It's great. And really dated, but in a good way. It's great. It's really good.
I'm trying to think of any villain.
it's hard, isn't it?
It's hard. As soon as somebody's...
Any villain.
Any villain. Too many options. I was gonna say Walter Peck from Ghostbusters, but that's sci-fi.
That is.
Yeah.
I've got some more.
Uh-huh. The mean nun in Blues Brothers.
Is she a villain though?
You know what? No, all the cops in Blues Brothers.
Are they villains?
No, they're just
doing
their
job, mate.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe the Illinois Nazis.
Sure. What about the kid from Blues Brothers 2000?
In a way, he's the worst of them all.
Yeah, that's right. What about drugs because of what happened to the Bashimi, the good one? In between the two Blues Brothers movies.
Oh, yeah.
That's a villain, isn't it?
Mm, that's true.
I got another one.
Okay, I'm ready.
Some other Bond villains. No. Alan Rickman.
Yes.
In Die Hard.
Oh, that's a good one.
In Harry Potter, or is he, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And Robin Hood.
What if that was the moment where the Harry Potter franchise was spoiled for somebody?
I'm sure
at
it was.
At this point, yeah. Okay. Odds are, it's got to be someone.
Or him from Robin Hood.
Wow,
he
just
is
Alan Rickman.
Amazing.
Okay.
Have you seen him in Robin Hood? He's incredible. I'm sure there's a clip. There's clips of him doing it,
man.
Doing his Robin Hood
thing.
Give
me a minute to think of literally. Hang on.
I'll give you another one, Mason.
Okay. I'm going to look up the top 100 films.
Oh, here we go.
And IMDb and see if I can think of one.
Cobra from Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, I really liked. That's a newer one.
Oh, yeah, that's sci-fi. It's bloody sci-fi.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It is sci-fi, isn't it?
Yes. Because it's science has created super intelligent apes and monkeys and such.
You're a real killjoy, you know that?
I like to think so.
What about Immortan Joe?
Sci-fi.
Is it?
Yes!
How is it sci-fi? Where's the tech, man?
What are you? The guy with the guitar on the truck?
That's a guitar! That's not a sci-fi guitar.
It's a future guitar.
It's a regular guitar!
No.
All right, I'll give you that one.
Okay, good.
But you know what? Maybe you could give me some. I'm doing all the work here, mate.
Yeah,
you're doing nothing.
You've had this question in advance. Something we should have thought of.
Clubber Lang from Rocky 3.
No, I hate him.
It's the best Rocky movie.
No.
He did not suffer the fool.
That's very true.
I guess you got to go like Hannibal Lecter. You got to say that, don't you?
Do I got to say that?
Yeah, you got to say.
I only like the TV version.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have not seen it.
Because he's delightful and stylish.
He certainly is.
And a murderer. I like that a lot.
Three of your favorite things.
Yeah, right? Ooh, Kaiser Soze.
That's a good one.
That is a good one, right?
That is a good one.
It's a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Played by, who knows who he's playing? Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez.
Should I beat that out?
We're just ruining everything. Yeah, bleep it out.
All right.
Yeah. It's a bad one to... Bad one to spoil.
Yeah. It just goes to show, I guess, how many villains are like sci-fi or comic book.
That's
like,
true,
you know,
yeah.
Your Darth Vader's, your bloody, all the Marvel indies, like the Joker, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What about the guy from The Shining?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Nah.
Take that, Nicholson.
Mm.
Well, he's good. What about The Departed? Him and Matt Damon in The Departed?
Nah.
God. Oh, man, please.
Oh, in Inglourious Basterds.
That's a good one.
What's his face?
Christoph Waltz.
Christoph Waltz.
Do you wish
great.
He didn't do it every time since?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But that's his thing, you know.
That's
if
his
you're
thing.
Onto a good thing, stick with it.
Are there any other great...
The sled in Citizen Kane.
Yeah, I guess so.
The worst villain of them all.
What about the other Quentin Tarantino movie villains? Bill from Kill Bill. What do you think of him?
Well, you only see him for like 2 minutes. So.
Yeah. What about... Who's the villain in Pulp Fiction?
The guy with the... You know, he's bald. He's got the bandaid in his head.
Oh, right, name. Yeah, oh, God, yep.
Boy, this is meandering.
So good at this.
Yeah, we're good at it.
He's also not really the villain, though, sort of.
That's true, yeah.
That's more ambiguous characters.
That's
you
true.
You could call John Travolta a villain in that movie. That'll do it.
That'll do it, yep.
If you think of any more, come
I'll
back
say
to
him.
Us.
I'll just say him. I'll just say him.
This is from Phil Davitt, at Phil_NVM, hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Question. If you had to do a It's a Duck Blur style review podcast.
And we do.
About one TV show, what would you choose? What would you choose, Mason?
Ooh.
Bear in your mind, you have to choose.
Red Dwarf.
Really?
Maybe.
I love that show.
Yeah, right.
And
but
then it's
a
goes
bad,
bad
episode. Then. Yeah.
And then it gets good again.
Then it gets good again, right? Yeah.
I would love to do that, but nobody would listen to it.
Yeah, true.
I want to say it has to be something...
Chinatown, in the film Chinatown. That's the villain.
I haven't seen
in
it.
In a way, Chinatown's the real villain.
You bloody...
Not
don't you like
true.
Chinatown?
No, I love Chinatown's a good
depends
film.
Depends which Chinatown, though.
Yeah.
I mean, a district.
Melbourne, yeah, Melbourne Chinatown's just one street.
Yeah, that's pretty good, though.
It's great, though. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I want to say something like Batman the Animated Series, but that's... What do you talk about? Because it's just good. So I'd
it's
be like,
just
this
good.
Is good.
Exactly
I enjoy
right,
this.
Yeah.
So I think I'd want to maybe do something like, remember that 90s Iron Man animated show? Which may be terrible, but I don't remember.
Oh,
but I remember
yeah,
really
that's a
liking
pretty,
it.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
A Mandarin's like a lizard man.
He's a lizard.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one.
Any others that you think, you did a Transformers episode on It's a Duck Blur.
That's correct,
could
I did.
Could you endure Transformers day in, day out?
No, they're real bad.
But that's the point, Mason.
Yeah, I know, right?
Wow, you've said a thing that you can't take back.
That's right. I would want some inherent entertainment value, and I feel I would not get that
if you're doing it every
day
week,
and day.
Yeah.
And also, there's 6 to 8 episodes a season of Red Dwarf. So.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is from Paul Yang at
Yangzi
Yellow River Paul. Hashtag Weekly Planet Pod. Do you think the success of the MCU has improved the quality of films in general or worsened it?
Oh,
we were just talking about this before. How like you get something that comes in and it works, and then everyone ruins it.
How much of that has crossed over to non superhero films?
I think you're starting to see it bleed in, especially in terms of we're building a shared universe.
That's true. For the worse, then
sometimes.
Well, I guess the question would be: Has the MCU made everybody think that they have to have a franchise, or was that
yes.
happening before?
I that? Think that was kind of happening before,
yeah.
But the MCU was definitely kind of the kick in the guts to be
yeah.
like, everybody do this
right.
or else.
Uh-huh.
So,
do you think it's inspired any product, you know, any movie producers to produce or to take more chances on things?
No, nobody takes many chances.
It's true. Do you think it's gotten worse, though, or is it about the same?
It's probably about the same.
Yeah, right.
I think there's always a thing, and this is the thing at the moment.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And then there'll be a different thing in 10 years, and then this will come back because everybody who grew up watching these is then in the industry.
Yeah, right.
Uh-huh. So it'll just all go around and around.
Look, Fran, yeah, I think maybe it's for the worse then.
Okay.
Because everything's just, like, if we think about one of our favourite films, Dracula Untold.
Yep.
Think about it.
I'm thinking about
it's
it.
It's just... there's too much time in taken it in any movie for just like build. Here's the franchise building element to it.
Right.
Don't just make a movie that's good.
Make a good movie. Which I guess was what the first Iron Man was. They just made a good movie.
Movie, exactly. Yeah.
Almost by accident, it seems, as well.
Mm.
When you hear them kind of talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't really know what it was.
He's always like, Jeff Bridges is always like, we had no script, man.
And a script really ties a movie together, Mason.
I think so.
So I'm going to say about the same. Mm-hmm. About the same. There's sometimes good things and there sometimes isn't. I think we're still feeling the effects of The Dark Knight. Like, that's still kind
of... Yeah, that's true.
Really,
you're right, yeah.
Just...
People...
That stings still.
Just keep giving the villain a really elaborate plan that would never work on any level.
That's right.
Just keep throwing it in there.
Exactly. I think that's the show, though, then, isn't it?
Yeah. As far as villains in a non-sci-fi context, I'm going to say The Chair in Million Dollar Baby.
Yeah. Isn't it a stool?
It's a stool, yeah.
Mm.
That's fine. Pretty good. Solid work.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
What about...
Ooh, the villain in The Princess Bride.
Which one?
All of them.
The little bald man, the Sicilian, Humperdinck?
No, they're the good guys. The bloody... Yeah, no, Humperdinck.
Sicilian's not... He's not a good guy.
Wait, who are we talking about?
He gets drinks of the poison competition.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I watched that recently.
Yeah.
That's a great movie.
It still holds up, right?
Yeah.
I'm talking Six-Fingered Man.
Yeah. Bloody okay,
man.
Sure.
Yeah, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that... That's a good movie.
It's real
Do you feel like that's going to come around again? They're going to make a sequel to that? Set in real time after?
Oh, maybe. That was the idea. There was going to be a sequel called Buttercup's Baby.
Oh, really?
But it never got off the ground.
What's it about? You know, it's a good...
Pirates and stuff.
You know, it's a good spiritual sequel to that.
What's that?
Stardust.
Oh, yeah.
Matthew Vaughn's Stardust.
Yeah, you're right.
It's very... Yep. I think that's the closest thing to The Princess Bride that we've gotten since that movie.
Mm.
It's a funny movie.
It's good.
It's got good action. And it's got the Charlie Cox in it as well.
Yeah.
He's the lead in it.
Yeah, that's right.
Pretty bloody good, mate.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, Mason.
We did it.
Where can people find us?
We're at Weekly Planet Pod on Twitter and Facebook and Gmail and Bandcamp, where we've got all our commentaries.
But just follow us. Each is probably the better way to go.
Oh, yeah, at Wikipedia Brown.
And Mr. Sunday Movies. That's
Patreon.com/Mr. Sunday Movies.
Yep.
If you want to donate a buck a month or something like that to keep the show running.
We don't mind.
We'll take your money.
We'll take it.
We'll do it. Or if you like, if you don't want to spend any money more than you would anyway in your daily life, we have an Amazon affiliate link.
Yes.
In the episode description, just click on that. Takes you to regular Amazon. Buy what you're going to buy at regular Amazon. We're going to kick back somehow.
That's right. And even though it will go to the US Amazon, you can just go to your regular Amazon. Exactly. From that, and then it all works, maybe.
Can we click through and see weird stuff?
I have to find the login.
Nah, do it. Do it. We've got to find people. Because we find out what people buy. Here's the key. What you can do is you could be like, if you want to buy something real weird, you can play it off as a joke. Like, you'd be like, I'm gonna buy this so people on a podcast get a real kick out of it. It's a joke. I'm not buying it for real.
No.
No, it's not. I mean, it'll show up at my house, and I'll pay Amazon's great prices for it, but it's not for me. It's just a funny joke for this weird thing that I'm going to buy right now.
All right, I'm in.
Nice.
Let me have a look at this.
Okay.
Once Blu-ray, it's a good movie.
All right, fine. Not weird, but all right.
I know, I'm just saying, I just like that movie.
But if you're going to buy something weird, maybe buy some regular items around it.
Yeah.
So I don't think you're weird. Like when you go, like before self-checkout at the supermarket, you had to go through with something weird, put regular items in
Put
I'm just buying this Time magazine.
I'm just buying these condoms and a banana.
Yep.
It's fine.
Yeah, it's normal. Totally normal.
This is a good one.
Oh,
Munchkin
yes.
Soft Tip Infant Spoon.
Oh, that still, seems very
congratulations,
handy.
Whoever that is. A lot of Avatar and Avengers and Batman stuff.
Oh, yeah. Wait, Avatar the Last Airbender,
yes.
Not Avatar.
Oh, Invincible. That's good. I like
that's
that.
A good one. We've recommended that many times.
Preacher. Yeah, that's good too.
Good one.
Spider-Gwen Super. A lot of comic book stuff.
Good.
Teach your children well. Parenting for authentic success.
Oh, we got some
that's
new
good.
Guys,
that's good great. That you're out there teaching your kid not to be an arsehole. Cell phone accessories, bloody blah, blah, blah. Where's the weird shit?
Where's the weird? Come on, guys.
Oh, there's a lot of cell phone stuff. A lot of computer stuff.
Well, that's pretty weird. Why don't people talk to each other on the train? You know what I mean?
Someone bought Herbie fully loaded.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Oh, boy.
I demand you tell me who did that.
Let us know. On DVD?
Yep.
Wow. That's got a Lindsay Lohan. That's a Lindsay Lohan classic.
Certainly does. You can get anything on this.
I know, right?
There must be something else in here.
Give us one more. Find one more piece of solid Amazon gold.
Never Curl. Instantly stops rugs or corners from curling. Safe on wooden floors for indoors and outdoor rugs. Includes four pieces.
Huh.
That's really
so cool. It's sticky tape. It's fancy sticky tape. Amazon's got everything.
It's got everything.
Got everything.
I wish I'd have gone through it. I need to actually sit down and actually go through
this. We'll sift through it.
I can't do it on the fly, Mason.
No, that's all right.
There's too much. There's actually people have really been using this. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
A lot of Funko stuff as well. That's cool.
I love it.
Someone bought an original version of the Star Wars trilogy on VHS.
What? Nice.
$12.95.
It's kind of how you want to watch it in a way. With like VHS crackle on it.
Is that how you want to watch it?
No. I was just being polite.
Good stuff. Good.
Yeah.
Good.
What else? Okay, thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. Thank you to at The Weekly Planet on Twitter. That's Robert Collings. He's doing great videos about us.
He's done a new animated one, actually.
Yeah, it's great stuff. Thank you to Fergal Quigley and Golden Legend on Redbubble who've designed our t-shirts.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
That's right. Anything else?
We always forget something, but that's probably it.
Next week is Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
If you can get out and see it.
Get out and see
absolutely
it.
Do that. Maybe tweet some opinions and we'll conclude them in the show if we remember. Nice. If we don't remember, we'll just...
Not do that.
Just expect it not to be there.
Nice.
You know what? Just expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just in
general. Lower your expectations generally for this show.
Great stuff. Thank you, Mason, for coming to the show and doing it again.
Thank you for being here with the equipment to produce and record a show, because otherwise I'd just be sitting in a room telling nobody about seeing Jason Bourne. Be weird, and you'd show up tomorrow morning and I'd still be here, and you'd be like, what are you doing in the house?
Have you been talking about Bourne this entire time?
Mm.
And you'd say yes.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.